on the phone, Brad Peterson!
Brad?
How are you, Brad?
How's everybody doing?
Boy, one of the most famous names in Cleveland, Ohio, Brad Peterson. How are you, Brad?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you guys.
I can't believe you're real. You know, I guess the answer, Brad Peterson, whenever I don't know the answer to a question, and now that we found the real you, I don't know if things are going to have to change or what. This is so
cool.
You're
going to have to come up with someone. I got some names for you. I can tell you offline.
There you go.
Okay. All right, cool.
So, Brad, are you from Cleveland? Or, like, how's kind of your tie into this situation?
Yeah, I work for a company based out of Elyria, so I come there, you know, on a regular basis for meetings and different things like that.
So, oh, I love it.
So for about 15 years.
So when producer Matt reaches out to you and says, hey, we need a guy named Brad Peterson, will you join us on the show and have some fun? You're probably like, why not, huh?
Oh, no, I had my agent who works with me did all of this.
Okay, good.
That's right.
Good.
Yeah. Talk to my people.
And I love her for it. She's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Well, Brad Peterson, we're going to go ahead and get started with the game. The first thing we need you to do is ask Jen to leave the room so we can get started.
All right, Jen, take off.
No, all right. Okay, Brad Peterson, BRB.
This is arguably the biggest guest we've ever had in our life on this show.
I love it.
Once again, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's great. And thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I hope I get one.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, we hope you win. Trust me, we hope you win. So Jen's out of the room. Producer Matt keeps track of the score. This is how the game works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. And you simply just answer the questions. Producer Max keeping track of the score. We'll bring Jen back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you win tickets to Cedar Point. So that's how that works, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Brad, we're going to start. And as always, buddy, good luck to you. This is question number 1. Taco Bell is taking over a hotel in California for 3 nights and making it entirely Taco Bell themed. Yeah, that's a real thing. Ooh, maybe you can wrap yourself in a burrito blanket. All I need you to do, Brad Peterson, is name anything from the Taco Bell menu.
Mexi Melts.
All right, question number 2. What? Baker Mayfield, our boy, quarterback, Cleveland Browns, shaved his beard. Oh, look at that baby face. Bearded Baker or Baby Baker? We'll talk about that next. You can also vote on our Jen and Tim Show page. So this Aquaman actor just shaved off his epic beard. And by the way, people were not happy about it. Do you know that actor's name?
Jen Tui. That'd be an
app track. When you don't know what it is, he would respond, Jen, too. That makes sense.
I love it.
Question number 3. The trailer for season 5 of Black Mirror dropped, and it features Miley Cyrus. Miley has acted before, like in Hannah Montana, the movie, which featured one of Miley's signature songs. Which Miley song was in the movie? It was either The Climb, See You Again, or 7 Things.
I'm going to say, not exactly the biggest Miley Cyrus fan. I'd say The Climb.
All right, question number 4. For the final day, Cedar Point tickets up for grabs. So let's play a final round of Rank That Ride. From oldest to newest. So I'll give you 3 coasters. You rank them from oldest to newest, if you would. So the Raptor, Millennium Force, and Top Thrill Dragster. Can you rank them from oldest to newest? Raptor, Millennium Force, Top Thrill Dragster.
I'm going to go Raptor. What's the second one? Top Thrill?
A Millennium Force.
I'm going to say Millennium Force is the newest, Raptor's the oldest, and the other one's
Top Thrill Dragster's in the middle. Gotcha, yep. Brad Peterson. All right, question number 5. A Pokemon pop-up bar is coming to Cleveland.
Yep.
Time to play a round of Pick That Pokemon.
Oh, good. Where are my kids? I need to get my
kids. Oh, absolutely. Right? I would have to phone a friend. It would be my neighbor.
Yeah.
My neighbor's son. This grass-type starter Pokemon has a bulb on its back and is based on a frog. Can you pick that Pokemon? We're looking for that Pokemon's name.
Oh. Yeah. Gentooie.
All right, there you go. All right, Brad Peterson, producer Matt's opening the door. Jen Tui's back in the room. Just a reminder, Cedar Point tickets are up for grabs today. So, producer Matt, how did Brad Peterson do?
Brad got two.
Oh, he got two. Nice job.
Brad.
200% better than I thought I'd do.
There you go. Yeah, you were mentioning. He was like, I hope I get at least one. So you got two.
Good job.
Let's ask Jen the same five questions as it's Jen Tui taking on Brad Peterson today. All right, question one. Taco Bell is taking over a hotel in California for 3 nights and making it entirely Taco Bell themed. Maybe you can wrap yourself in a burrito blanket.
Ooh.
All I need you to do is name anything from the Taco Bell menu.
Nachos Bel Grande.
Oh, whoa. Why, the linguine of nachos.
No, it's not.
Very high-end.
Very high-end, Jen. Exactly. Even Brad Peterson
Mine
knows.
Mine was like 99 cents.
Yeah, you went up the value menu. Brad, $5
nacho.
Oh, look at the Bel Grande.
What did Brad Peterson say?
Whatever he wants. Question number two. What? Baker Mayfield shaved off his beard.
I know.
Look at that baby face. Bearded Baker, baby Baker. You can vote now on the Facebook page. We'll get to the poll results here in a minute so far. By the way, this Aquaman actor just shaved off his epic beard. And by the way, people were not happy about it. Who was it?
Jason Momoa?
It is Jason Momoa. Yeah.
Oh, I was happy about it. He looks fantastic.
You do like it. Okay, there was some outrage online. This is question number three. The trailer for season 5 of Black Mirror dropped, and it features Miley Cyrus. Miley has acted before, like in Hannah Montana, the movie, which featured one of Miley's signature songs. Which Miley song was in the movie? It's either The Climb, See You Again, or Seven Things.
I believe it was The Climb.
It was The Climb. Wow. Not even taking it easy on Brad Peterson.
I'm sorry.
Nah, she's kind of, yeah.
Look at that.
Sorry, Brad.
I'm calling foul here. I don't know.
I know. This is why she has 825 wins and 124 losses. I mean,
okay.
All right, question number four. For the final day of Cedar Point tickets, let's play a round of Rank That Ride. As in oldest to newest. Raptor, Millennium Force, Top Thrill Dragster. Oldest to newest. Raptor, Millennium Force, Top Thrill Dragster.
Let's go Raptor, Top Thrill, Millennium.
Actually, you don't have to move it at all. Raptor 1994, Millennium Force 2000, Top Thrill Dragster, which I still haven't ridden, in 2003. Well, it was either broken down or the line was 7 hours long.
It doesn't go over sometimes.
Brad Peterson, do you like roller coasters?
I used to. Yeah, I don't love them as much for some reason now, but I used to love going fast and enjoyed them quite a bit. Never been to Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You've never been to Cedar Point?
I've never been to Cedar Point.
Well, you need to go.
Well, you know, it's too late now, Jen. We're on question 5. And you're already beating him.
I'm sorry.
Man, that was his one thing that he wanted to be able to do was go to Cedar Point. You ripped the tickets right out of his hand.
That's all right.
Poor Brad Peterson. Poor Brad Peterson.
Sorry, Brad Peterson.
Question number 5. A Pokemon pop-up bar coming to Cleveland. Time to play around and pick that Pokemon. I like how it's a game inside the game.
It is. It's like a mini game.
It's very meta.
Mm-hmm. This, this grass-type starter Pokemon has a bulb on its back and is based on a frog.
Oh, that's
Oh, come on.
It's Oh, I know. It's Brad Peterson.
There you go. All right.
Bulbasaur.
Oh, Bulbasaur.
Too obvious.
Jen Tui versus Brad Peterson. What were the final results?
Brad Peterson got 2. Jen got 3.
Oh, good battle. Good battle, Brad Peterson.
Well, thank you.
How do you feel, Brad, after playing and being an answer in the game?
I am privileged, thrilled. I can't tell you. It's just a variety of different emotions.
We will have to.
I hope you'll invite me back another time. I could do a little more studying.
I was just going to say, we will absolutely have to have you back. And that was a lot of fun, Brad Peterson. Does Brad Peterson know what knows what he need to say?
I do.
Oh, good.
Hi, everybody. I am the real Brad Peterson, and I've been trumped by Tui.